Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meet Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, it has been a great few weeks just recently. It's been really busy, and I'm happy about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I say I'm near exhaustion and looking for a good night's sleep and a day or two to try to recover. But, yeah, it's been very busy and a lot of fun.
You know, we've done a lot. We were at Squared Circle Expo a couple of weeks ago. We caught the last show. It was amazing.
Right.
Great interviews. And Donnie and I are both kicking ourselves because we should have recorded video.
Right. Lesson learned.
Yeah. Promise you next year you will have video, not just audio. And I know Shauna Reed, Shauna, love you, girl. But Boogeyman's coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ran into her Saturday night at the War Wrestling Hall of Fame event, and she was giving me the business about it, too. I think she thinks we set her up and planned that, but that was like pure luck. I mean, he just showed up at the right time.
Yes, he did. We had nothing to do with it, and it was a complete shoot. And a terrified Shauna, but that's not all that's been going on. Just last weekend, we had the Hangs with Bob seminar with Cody Hawk, with Bob Evans and Cody Hawk as well. Mm-hmm. And that was a success. It was fun. And, you know, even though I'm not an active wrestler or even a past wrestler, I learned a lot. You know, I'm just a ring announcer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a once-in-a-lifetime chance in my eyes for two of the great trainers in the country to be together at the same time. And lucky, you know, the position that we're in, it's going to happen again. We're going to do more of them. But yeah, it was amazing to just sit there. Like I said, I've been in and out of the wrestling business since 97, and I even learned a ton just by sitting there and listening and paying attention. And I mean, it was great. You know, we wish we'd had a better turnout. You know, wrestlers out there, take these seminars seriously. I mean, I know some of them are hokey, but you know, if you can get the right ones with the right people, there's a lot to be learned, and it's only going to make the business better. So, you know, take these seminars to heart, take them serious, you know, come ready to work, come with pen and paper, ready to learn and attend them. You know, don't just, you know, don't think you ever know enough, because you never stop learning ever. But yeah, I mean, it was great for the people that were there, learned a ton. There was a lot of value, a lot of great stuff. I mean, just to listen to Bob and Cody and just watch how their minds work and how they process stuff and come up with ideas and come up with things was just amazing to watch. And even Cody himself, you know, Cody, when Bob was talking, Cody was sitting there, you know, taking notes and all that. Cody, you know, the trainer of champions, he's, you know, trained world champions. He was sitting there taking notes and learned stuff, and even said he learned stuff and was going to apply it. So, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of wrestlers that were there got a lot of value out of it. And we also filmed it. We're going to have video of everything. We filmed it from start to finish. And we were there from noon till, I don't think we finished leaving until almost 9 o'clock that night. So it was a very long day. And we're going to have it. And like the matches that we filmed, they're getting sent out to promoters to where they can even have a chance to work up in Canada and Quebec. And so, yeah, it was a big opportunity and it was a big success. And we're definitely doing it again. And we're glad that, you know, Bob, Brutal Bob and Cody was doing it. Cody's actually going to start coming back and help train, you know, come in for dudes like special guest training sessions at the Now Training Center. So we're glad of that. And Bob is also coming back at, you know, certain times. And he's also going to help New Ohio Wrestling. He's come on board. He's going to help, you know, he has a lot of knowledge in promoting as well. So he's going to come on board and give us advice and help out with growing New Ohio Wrestling and promoting and, you know, make us do, you know, make us get on the right path. You know, things we're not doing right, we're going to fix them. And we're real excited for what's coming up for New Ohio Wrestling.
Well, you know, one thing that, that wrestlers out there that didn't attend this seminar need to know is the Hangs with Bob seminar is very reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean,
I've seen other seminars out there that cost more money, but for the amount of money that you pay for a Hangs with Bob seminar and the amount of time he spends with you, it is well worth every single cent that you put into it. Because like Donnie said, they were from noon until almost 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was supposed to be just from 12 to 5, but everybody was having such a good time, and Bob and Cody was focused on teaching that we just kept going. And by the time they got the the matches taped and done and all that. Like I said, it was late in the night. And then after everything, you know, you got to stand around and talk for a little bit and shoot the shit and whatnot. So yeah, it was like almost 9 o'clock. It went way longer than we expected. And Bob never complained once. Cody never complained once. They both had a great time. And that's what we wanted, you know, just we're trying to grow, you know, Columbus wrestling, Ohio wrestling, Midwest wrestling, even make it better. And the only way to do that is education, you know, and practice. So, you know, that's what our focus is going to be. We're going to be doing more seminars, not only with Bob and Cody, but we're going to be doing more seminars with other wrestlers that have other different talents. And we're going to make them focused based. Like there's going to be seminars based focused strictly on storylines and character development. There's going to be seminars based on chain wrestling, transitions, that kind of thing. There's going to be referee seminars. There's going to be promoter seminars. There's going to be ring announcer seminars, commentator seminars. You know, we're going to focus on one subject and just bring in a specialized person for that subject and just try to make the people that are in those fields better. And that's our goal.
Let's see, I'm going to attend that ring announcer and commentator seminar.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You better.
What's that mean?
I mean, always learn. That's why I live. You know me.
Absolutely. I'm always willing to learn, you know. I'm really the new kid in the business compared to these guys, but, you know, Donnie, you know, when I first, you know, hooked up with you and you gave me the opportunity, I found out I really liked it and you gave me a chance. You know, I'm still polishing my craft, so to speak, just like wrestlers are. As a ring announcer, I'm trying to learn more and I watch as much ring announcers as I can on the different shows and the show, you know, at Cody's show that I attend every Friday, listening to Slick Rick Tom.
Yep. Well, so you're definitely improving. It's like at the seminar, you kind of put yourself on the spot, which I'm glad that you came and took that initiative and you volunteered to get in for the matches and do the ring announcing and you didn't have any cards or any time to get any of the stats. And you basically just asked them and then just announced it right there on the fly. So you're getting better. I mean, I do give you credit though. Your Ripper Blackheart lookalike gimmick is on point. That you got that down already.
You have to check out the FDW Fan Force page on Facebook to see me as Ripper Blackheart because it was kind of creepy.
It was awesome, I thought.
Logan Blackheart was trying to figure out which one was dad. So, but let's talk about the exciting news about New Ohio Wrestling coming up.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the restrictions in Ohio is eased up and they're starting to open things back up. And on June 27th, we decided we're going to start running events at the Now Training Center. You know, the Now Training Center, there's pictures of it all over Facebook. It's not the biggest facility. It's where we're starting out our wrestling training and fitness programs, but it's enough to seat, you know, 50 or 60 people. And we're going to run little events like that, you know, kind of like the old Georgia Championship days where they just had the little bleachers and you had maybe 50, 60 people there. And we're going to do that, you know, start running those once a month. And the goal for that is to, you know, keep our wrestlers that we're currently using, you know, keep giving them work, keep getting them, you know, in the ring, keep getting the storylines going. And we're also going to bring in some new people just so we can get a look at them. And, you know, and we're going to do, like I said, we're going to do an old Georgia Championship style. We'll have interviews. We'll have some matches. We're going to probably do like 5 matches, an event. And right now we're only doing once a month, But if we start getting a rhythm going, we might switch it to twice a month. And, you know, like I said, we got the building, we got the ring now, you know, we have everything we need to where we can just do it whenever we want. And so we're looking to do that. And it's going to be on Sundays at 3 p.m. is when we're going to do it. So it's starting June 27th is our first event. We haven't even really announced it on Facebook, but we're going to start doing that too, or any social media for that matter. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
But we just announced it on our social media.
Right. Yeah. So, yep, it's getting out there. And, yeah, like I said, looking forward to it. We got some plans for it down the road, but we're still, you know, still there's bigger venues that we're looking to get back into when they start opening up fully like you're planning on. And then, so, you know, these shows are going to be just like Georgia Championship back in the day. I keep bringing them up because I was always a fan growing up. You know, they did their little, you know, studio shows and they told their stories and their big blow off matches. And the big, you know, main event back in, you know, they were like pay-per-views was at the, like the Omni and other giant arenas and stuff. So they did their studio shows, told the stories and then had the big event, which that's kind of what we're going to try to do. You know, we're going to do the little gym shows. We haven't even come up with the name of it yet. So that's how like new it is. We literally just this past weekend decided to do this. And yeah, we're going to do that and tell stories and check new people out. And we're going to move to where when we finally get a bigger building to work with, then that's where our big shows are going to be. So it's going to be like, you know, I've always wanted to do the old Georgia Championship, you know, old WCW style shows. So that's what we're moving toward. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And then it's, you know, slow step-by-step process as always. And, you know, like I said, we got Brutal Bob. He's going to help guide us and give us some pointers along the way too, to help us out. I talked to Cody actually last night and cause he's doing his FGW runs every Friday night. So they do four a month. We're only doing one. So I told him I'm going to be reaching out to him and getting advice on that. And I'm real excited for what's about to happen. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, more wrestling here in Columbus and it's going to just keep growing.
Well, it's definitely been a long time coming. I mean, with COVID shutting everything down last year and, you know, a good part of this year, people are excited. I'm excited to get to see us running shows again. And I hope the fans are just as excited. I hope the Now Nation is ready to dive right back into the Now shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting a lot of good feedback so far. People saying that they're in and you know, they want to be involved and fans saying they'll be there and they're already asking for tickets and – And so I think it's going to be a good thing for everybody, you know, and cause like I said, the Now Training Center, it's just a fun building. You know, we got it set up. It's, you know, clean, it's nice. And every time we go in there, we have a blast, you know, no matter what we're doing, whether it's wrestling or the WrestleFit exercise program, you know, we have a blast. And we're getting ready to talk with the people from the Arnold when they start getting back up and running. And they have interest in coming in and maybe doing some Arnold Kids and Teens Expo stuff in there with the kids. And so, yeah, a lot of things are being planned for this facility. So we're excited and we're ready to get the wrestling coming back. And you know, we're still, you know, working with the Arnold and the fair. We're probably going to be working back with them next year until I hear different. You know, that's what my assumption is going to be. So 2022 is what we're looking like for those. But, yeah, we're ready to get things moving again, get the ball rolling. It's been way too long.
You know, another nice thing about the training center is it's air conditioned.
Yes, that was a big plus. Yep, a big plus. I mean, it's going to – the heater doesn't work as great as the air does, so we're going to have to bring in other heating elements, but it's still going to be better than nothing.
Well, I know last weekend during the seminar, I think everybody that was working in the seminar was grateful because it was a little warm outside.
Oh, heck yeah. It was like almost 80, 90, something like that.
Yeah, and what was it this morning? It was like 54 or something.
Freezing our ass off.
It's almost June and we're freezing.
Yeah. Memorial weekend, yeah. And it's like mid-50s.
Right.
It's Ohio weather for you.
Bipolar Ohio.
Yeah.
So what's next on the docket there, Donnie? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to bring up the WrestleFit thing because that's something that came out of nowhere. Like I said, originally, we've told this story before, but just to rehash, you know, a Big Dirty, our wrestling ring, you know, was just basically sitting in our garage and we had nothing to do with it, nowhere to put it, nothing to, you know, be able to do with it. It was just sitting there and we worked our butts off restoring it. You know, we found it and, you know, rehabbed it and and made it beautiful again, and it just sat in our garage. So, you know, a couple of wrestlers reached out and, you know, wanted to, you know, so they were saying, hey, it's, you know, we need to find a place to put the, put a ring up or something, you know, we need to work out. We don't have nowhere to go. So it made me think, and then, you know, Terry, she was tired of me moping around the house like I was doing. And she was like, you need to find a place and get Big Dirty put up so I, you can get out of the house. She's like, I'm tired of dealing with you. She's kind of getting tired of me. She wanted me, cause she's like, you know, cause I live in a house with all women. She's like, you got too much, you know, testosterone buildup. You need to go release some energy or something. She's like, so go start looking for a building. So anyway, you know, by chance, I reached out to Mark Koval. We found us a building with just the intentions of putting a ring up. And the more we talk, the more things come to mind. I started having this idea of the card. I just wanted the ring to start doing like the wrestling cardio stuff, you know, like the bumps, the running the ropes, the, you know, the everything that wrestlers do to prepare for their matches. Cause like I said, wrestling cardio and regular cardio is two different things. We talked about that in our Wrestle Horse seminar and everything. And that's what I wanted. And then the more I start thinking about it, and then I was like, man, you know, there's something here. You know, you got the boxing training, the boxing fitness programs, but people don't want to be professional boxers, but they love going and doing the boxing training. I said, why not have a wrestling training program to where people do the fitness and the cardio and the strength training that pro wrestlers do, even though they don't want to be professional wrestlers. And so that started, you know, molding my mind and getting in my mind, and I kept thinking about it. And then I reached out to Onyx because he's already a personal trainer in his in his other life, and you know, he owns his own studio, and he loved the idea. So long story short, we created the WrestleFit program, and we've been doing it for a month or so now. And all every client that signed up with us has loved it. They have a blast. Even people that just came in to try it, everybody's always, every time they get in the ring, they start smiling, even though they're sweating and they're tired. When Onyx makes them run the corners and all that, or whatever the exercises, they're smiling, they're having fun. And we even did this little skit last weekend where we kind of put wrestling into it. And the exercise was they had to rush the ring with a chair, like they were going to attack somebody with a chair, but they couldn't let, they couldn't, Onyx was the ref, as acting like the ref. He couldn't hear, he had to not hear the chair. So their goal was to run to the ring, slide the chair in, do 10 push-ups on the side of the ring apron, get in the ring, scurry to the other side of the ring without him noticing the chair and making noises, do 10 more push-ups on the other side of the ring apron, and then go back across the ring and get out of the ring and run back with the chair without him hearing them. And of course, it's impossible because once you start sliding the chair and it's like bang, bang, makes noises. So we did that, which, you know, the exercise was, you know, running, push-ups, scurrying, you know, out, push-ups, scurrying, out, run, you know, so it was a great exercise. I mean, people were blown up and was still having fun with it. So as me and this lady was the last two to go on the second round. So as I was going past Onyx, he says, hit me with the chair in the gut and the back. And I was like, okay. So I slowed down and let the girl get ahead of me. So she finished way before I did. And I was the last in the ring. So when I got started to walk out, Onyx turned around and I hit him in the gut with the chair, and people were like, whoa, you know, cause they wasn't expecting it. And we have a running joke about me always, you know, griping at Onyx cause he works us so hard. He makes my ankle sweat. So after I hit him with the chair, he bent over and I was just like, this for making my ankle sweat. And I smacked him in the back with the chair and he sold it. And then I like put my foot on him and raised my arms, and like the whole class just like popped and went crazy. And it was just like, you know, just stuff like that we had in there for fun. But it's a hard workout. Like I said, he makes my ankle sweat, my whole body. I've blown up almost every session, and it's effective. We have people of all ages and sizes and shapes and colors doing it. And it's a lot of fun. And like I said, it really works. Everybody's had nothing but great things to say about it. So we're focusing on that because we see the value in it. And yeah, it's just like a fitness class. And like I said, everybody we've talked to is interested. So we're going to focus on that along with the wrestling training and the open gym for the experienced wrestlers as well.
Well, you know, you and I have discussed this off air many times regarding WrestleFit, and, you know, a good portion of our listener base are haunted house actors or horror fanatics. Mm-hmm. WrestleFit, if you're a haunted house actor, is a great way to get in shape for season because,
yep.
I mean, if you have been doing this for more than a day as a haunt actor, you know how physically taxing it can be. You got to be in shape.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why I backed off, because I got out of shape. And
right, it makes it harder.
It makes it a lot harder. And if I lived up in Columbus, I would be going to the WrestleFit classes too, but I can't drive 2 hours every day or whatnot. But anyway, for you haunt actors out there, if you're in the Columbus area, check out, I mean, get with Donnie, find out about WrestleFit, check it out, because this is only going to help you be more effective as a haunted house actor, because you're not going to blow yourself up after 15 or 20 minutes with it because you've gone too intense.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like wrestling cardio. It is not the same as regular cardio. And you guys know this. People like Mike Newsom. Mike, he's been doing the WrestleFit thing, hasn't he?
Yeah, he came. Well, he came in and did a little bit of the wrestling training and stuff like that. So, yeah, but he's getting a taste of it. I mean, we don't take it easy on him, especially since I've known him since he was born. We beat him up pretty good when he comes in.
But I know there are plenty of haunted house actors in the Columbus area that could benefit from this. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know more about it, reach out to Donnie, reach out to me. I'll direct you to Donnie. Take a chance, because in the end, you're not going to feel completely wiped out at the end of the night if you're in the right condition to get through 5 or 6 hours of scaring people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And something when you were talking about something that just popped in my head, you know, the WrestleFit is perfect for haunters, you know, like Jim had just mentioned, and we can also do other stuff there. You know, like I said, I've been in the haunt business. I know some, I'm not as experienced as Jim and some of my other cohorts and workers in the business, but I have access to a lot of knowledge in the haunt business. So, I mean, we could also do seminars for haunting too. You know, it doesn't have to be just wrestling seminars. We can do haunting seminars. We can bring in specialized, you know, haunters that are, you know what they're talking about, whether it be props or makeup or character development, acting. And we could start doing haunt classes too, you know, haunt seminars. I'm not, you know, we don't have to wait for a convention to do haunt training or haunt seminars. We could start doing them there.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I'd be down for doing one of those every once in a while, you know, just to help everybody get into the right mindset. And now's the time to start, because haunt season is going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's just something just popped into my head. We'll have to talk about that off air and maybe get that going.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you listening, like I said, now's the time, because a lot of all the restrictions last year, it was tough to, people didn't work and were afraid to work and whatnot. But with the restrictions being lifted this year, they're going to want actors. I mean, they're going to need actors, and they're going to need good actors, because everybody's going to be open again.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's going to be a busy Halloween season, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and something we forgot to mention along with the WrestleFit classes, we're also creating a WrestleFit junior class that's going to be geared around kids and teens. I think we're going to split the ages up and have you know, a certain age limit for kids and then a certain age limit for teens. But we're, like I said, we're creating a program for that. It's going to be more geared, because they're a lot more energetic and in better shape generally than we are. So, and they got that youth on their side. So, I mean, Onyx is, he's great with working with kids. I mean, he works with a lot of high school students and athletes. And when he does, you know, at his studio, fitness studio. So he's got experience in that. And, so, yeah, I mean, if you're, like I said, if you're a haunter or a wrestler, you want to get your cardio up, you know, the WrestleFit thing's the way to do it. If you want to, if you got kids you want to get involved in play, which we're already getting requests for with our current clients, we're going to have WrestleFit Junior for the kids. And, but yeah, like I said, haunting is just, this is similar to wrestling in many ways. Like I said, we have a whole training seminar based on just that topic. So, you know, the training center is there for that reason. So, yeah, we need to get people in there to get them ready for haunt season. You know, we can start doing some haunt training seminars to keep people fresh and come up with new ideas and learn. And because just like with wrestling, you can never stop learning and haunting. There's always something to learn, always some new idea, some new product, some new scene, some new anything. You know, you never stop learning.
Absolutely. Very, very, very good food for thought. And we're definitely going to have to discuss this off air, because I think it could work.
Oh, absolutely.
So with that being said, what's up on the list now? We got anything left on the list? Or we got...
No, that's why I just wanted to touch base. It was just basically wanted to get on and recap, you know, the busy couple weekends we just had. And like I said, just, you know, Saturday night, I went to War Wrestling in Lima for their anniversary show. And watch my good buddy Sherman Tank be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and the trainer of champions Cody Hawk was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And then Chris Hall and Chiron, they were both inducted along with them. And it was a real cool thing to see. And, you know, like I said, War Wrestling, Big Tom, we've had Big Tom on many times. The dude always, him and Chris, always. I'm going to say more of the Chris than Tom. I'm going to give Chris more of the credit because I don't want to get in trouble. but I mean, they put on a great product. They put their heart and soul into this, in their promotion. And we always enjoy going and watching what they've created. And so, yeah, it's been a crazy weekend, and, you know, I got a couple more things to knock out today, and then it's going to start slowing down, and we're going to get ready for June 27th. I got to start getting it booked and ready, and it's going to be our first event from ever since we got shut down with COVID. So we're coming back, and it's going to be a blast.
And I get to finally wear my new ring announcer attire.
Yeah, the old red shoes are going to come out.
I didn't wear them Friday with Ripper. I wore black, but I'm wearing red shoes come June 27th. I've been waiting for over a year to wear those.
Right.
So, Donnie, since we've been talking about so many different things, lay out the websites so people can check out everything.
Yeah, the website for the training and the stuff is nowtrainingcenter.com, and that'll take you to our training center page on our New Ohio Wrestling website. We don't have a separate Now Training Center website yet. That's getting ready to be developed. And that, you just fill out the questionnaire, and then we'll reach out to you and answer all your questions about WrestleFit, about pro wrestling training. If you just need to use the gym, you know, we have workout equipment, dumbbells, kettlebells, ropes. We got strongman equipment, you know, tires, you know, hammers, sledgehammers, you know, all that, free weights. And so, you know, if you're looking to just get a workout in or get in some ring time, we offer, you know, open gym time for that as well. And all that's at just nowtrainingcenter.com. And for future wrestling seminars and haunt seminars, now that since we just created that, you know, if this haunt seminars takes off, we're crediting Wrestle Whore Podcast. This is where it all started. The brainstorm started right here. So, just go to wrestlingseminars.com, and that'll lead you to, you know, the links to the seminars and tickets when we get that up and going. But yeah, and like I said, just stick with our social media. I mean, we got so much social media now, it's hard to keep up. You know, we got Wrestle Whore, we got New Ohio Wrestling, we got Now Training Center, we got Wrestle Fit, you know, all those on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check all of those out to keep up with all of us. Of course, you know, Me Hook Jim, Donnie Hoover, Jim Millsball. I got our personal social medias where we'll give out info on everything. We got a lot coming down the road, people. And it's for haunters, it's for wrestlers, it's for non-haunters and non-wrestlers. Most of our WrestleFit class are not even involved in wrestling. We have a lady that's getting ready for a wedding in October. She wants to lose some weight. The two cosplayers that we saw at the Squared Circle Expo, it was the one dressed as AJ Styles and Becky Lynch. They are now members of WrestleFit for the last couple of weeks, and they're having a blast, and they have a cosplay group. Stacy actually told me they're thinking of creating a game or something based around the WrestleFit and their cosplay group. So I'm interested to talk to her more about that, but she's taking WrestleFit, and her and Andrew love it. And they're starting to create their own ideas to bring people in for, you know, WrestleFit classes and stuff like that. So it's a lot of stuff happening, and I'm excited. And like I said, I get kind of confused. And if you haven't noticed, I talk in different circles because I got so many irons in the fire. I'm trying to keep them all in line and in check. And then so now I got the damn haunt seminar on my mind. So I'm gonna be thinking about that all day. God dang it. There's another iron in the fire. But yeah, I mean, a lot of cool stuff coming down the road. You know, now New Ohio Wrestling starting back up. We're doing the training center shows. We're, you know, gonna be talking to people about bigger buildings. We already got a lead on a couple. Gonna be doing that. You know, the Arnold and the fair, we're predicting that's starting back up next year. So, you know, we're keeping our eye on it, but we're waiting to hear from them to make things official. We're not in any hurry. We're not rushing them at all. So, yeah, that, the WrestleFit stuff, you know, the seminars, the training, you know, a lot of stuff, the podcast you're listening to right now, you know, me and Jim's got some good ideas for this. We're going to start doing more conventions and all that, start getting the word out more. It's time to ramp that up. So, yeah, we're going to be pretty busy here the next couple years, I'm going to say.
Well, thankfully, everything's starting to open up again, and that was the trigger we needed to just ramp everything up.
Yep.
So it's going to be busy all around, but you know what? It's better than everybody staying home.
Absolutely.
And getting out is just, it's all part of the social experience because humans are social animals. And when you're stuck in a house for a year, it sucks.
Right.
Yeah, so this is exciting that everything's opening up and we can do these things. So, wow, let's just, I don't know what else to say other than let's see what happens.
Right. Let's just, well, like we always do, let's put our nose to the road and just grind it out and see what happens.
That's right. So, we're Donnie Hoover and myself, Meat Hook Jim Millspaugh. You have been listening to the Wrestle Horror Podcast, and we will catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/wrestlehorror, Instagram @wrestlehorror, Twitter @wrestlehorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.wrestlehorror.com.